myself, Pastor Steve, Ron Martina, Jackie Deal, and looking at each other and say, are we a cult? Literally, are we a cult? Because we didn't know anybody else that believed in the Reformed faith. We really didn't. And, you know, and then we heard of a congregation down of a church there. And I remember the first time I truly sat under a Reformed preaching. And one of those was a gentleman by the name of Earl Blackburn. And he preached a message. Another one was Bill Downing when he preached a message, The Meaning of Meanings, you know. Another pastor that spoke was Ed Bryant. And he talked about the family. He talked about marriage, you know. And then another one was Edmund. I forgot his Ed Bryant, yeah. And then the brother from Washington, Tom Lyon. You know, and those truths, it seemed like we couldn't get enough. You know, we couldn't get enough. And so God opened up our hearts, opened up a way for us to get good, solid theology book through the bookstore, and we read. And we read. And I have to tell you the testimony of over the years, even the ladies of the church, when they went to the bookstore, people at the bookstore would say, who is buying all of these books? You know? And they would say, it's the ladies from that church in Ontario. You know? And it is so... But those are the precious moments that I look back and I thank the Lord that I actually witnessed that in my lifetime. I am very grateful to the Lord for his kindness to me and my family. My children moved away to go to school with the promise they would come back here. I always thought this was going to be our home. But our son gets married and lives in Sacramento. Our daughter and her husband moves up to Napa to go to an academy, and they decide to live up there. So consequently, our grandkids are up in that area. And my wife, Pam, has been after me for a couple of years. I want to move closer to our grandkids. So we decided we make the move to Sacramento. But I have to tell you honestly, this is the hardest part, is leaving this church. It's I can't describe it. You know, I can't describe it to you after being here for 40 years. And lastly, I do also want to express my gratitude to all of the men and the ladies that came to help us pack. I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for your kindness. It shows that, and that's the kindness and love that you have between your brethren. To the new members that came in today, I encourage you. This is how you begin to build a family, is by interacting with one another, with the members of the church, and being a part of it. Being a part of it. Be an active member of the church. And God will bless your heart. Like I said, I can't tell you enough of the way that the Lord has blessed me and my family. Being part of this church, the men and the ladies of this church, you all are special to us, and you will always have a special place in our hearts as we make this move. So may the Lord bless you, and we cover your prayers, and we will be praying for you as well. Lord bless you.